Here in James Earl Carter's state of birth, we tend to be a little particular about our nuts. When it comes to nut butter, there's only one we want to pair with jelly and an ice cold Coke in our lunchboxes. Say it with me, y'all.
Peanut butter,
and jelly.
That's right, but in Chamblee, Georgia, Georgia Grinders is pushing the nut butter game forward with healthy and delicious results.
I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand.
I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we are in Metro Atlanta, just inside the perimeter in Chamblee. This is where we'll meet up with Jamie and Harry Foster, the owners of Georgia Grinders, a company that prides itself on quality nut butter made with the finest ingredients grown here in the state. And when it comes to the sticky stuff, they don't just stop at the usual staples.
So at Georgia Grinders, we make all kinds of small batch handcrafted nut butters. Everything from almond butter, peanut butter, cashew butter, pecan, hazelnut. Those seem to be kind of the popular nuts right now. And you know, each nut has a different property based on size, shape, moisture content, you know, all of which is affected by the roasting process and ultimately the grinding process. But that's what we do extremely well here is we roast everything in-house and have identified the perfect roasting time so that the oils are released and are ground perfectly when grinding so that we can put into jars and to shelves near you.
That in-house roasting process means a perfectly calibrated roast for every nut, resulting in a tastier product. And tastier products is what Georgia Grinders is all about. Now, I'm not blaspheming peanuts. I know that we all love peanuts, but variety, well, it's the spice of life.
So in addition to doing peanut butter, which obviously Georgia being known for peanuts, Georgia's also the nation's largest producer of pecans. So we pride ourselves in sourcing, you know, peanuts from farmers in Georgia only, and pecans. Our pecans come from a fifth generation grower, a family that's been doing this for well over 100, almost 150 years now.
The folks at Georgia Grinders are locally minded and deeply passionate about their industry. And I'll resist the obvious pun, but let's just say these folks are crazy about what they do.
We eat, drink, and sleep on nuts. I mean, we think about it all the time. It's always there. And what she's good in, I don't do so well in. Where she has problems, I can usually pick up the slack there too.
Georgia Grinders got its start in 2012, and while nut butters made from all different kinds of nuts is pretty normal to see these days, it wasn't always the case.
Essentially, it's a tribute to my grandfather and his innovation towards health and wellness. He started making almond butter back in the 1970s before people really knew what almond butter or nut butters were, except for the obvious peanut butter. And this is what I grew up eating. He took a lot of pride in shipping it all over the country to his kids and grandkids. He was actually predisposed to cardiovascular disease and ended up living until he was 97 years old, and attributes his longevity to clean, simple eating and health and wellness.
The company moved into a new state-of-the-art facility in 2020, and the upgrade really took them to the next level.
So we moved to this facility. It's been a huge change for us. We started in 1,000 square feet. We're now up to about 15,000 square feet. It has lots of room to grow and change.
Making peanut butter isn't brain surgery. It's peanut butter. It should be simple, right? Wrong. The process for making these forward-thinking nut butters is focused and precise. And the folks at Georgia Grinders, they have it down to a science.
So all of our nuts come into our facility, and we focus on producing one nut butter at any given time. So as you can see right now behind us, Nate is roasting peanuts today. Again, each nut has a specific roasting time. They go through a cooling process and then are immediately ground. Then we add sea salt to each and every batch, with the exception of our salt-free almond butter. And if there's any inclusions, such as our honey or maple, or our limited edition chocolate bourbon pecan butter.
Wait, David, what did she say?
Chocolate bourbon pecan butter.
All right, that's it. I'm headed to Chamblee.
Those are limited edition and they sell out quick, so producer Jeremy might not be able to snag a jar. But Jamie and Harry are always trying out new blends, from the sweet to the savory. Harry says the size of their company gives them that competitive edge.
We can do basically anything we want to. Being small means you're nimble, so that we can move and go in between different nuts. We can try and experiment with different things, small batches, seasonal varieties that a large manufacturer couldn't necessarily do.
The inclusions get added in, mixed, shuffled over to the piston filler where each jar is hand-filled and then sealed by one of our employees and put in a box and out it goes.
Handcrafted with love and shipped across the country, just like Jamie's grandfather used to do. For Georgia Grinders, it's a time-tested tradition. What else gives their company staying power? Just keeping it simple.
So Georgia Grinders nut butters are all, you know, small batch handcrafted, and we take a lot of pride in the ingredients that we source. Essentially, our products contain two ingredients, the nut and a touch of sea salt. So you'll never find additional sugars, oils, emulsifiers, additives, or any types of preservatives. We want our products to be very clean and simple, as they should be. And that way the consumer can ultimately decide what they want to pair it with and whether that's something sweet or savory.
And unlike the mass brands, you know, we know the story. We know our farmers. We've been on the fields. We go and talk with them. They tell us what's coming down the line. They give us ideas too. Have you thought about this or that? So, you know, we know the story literally from ground to grind all the way through.
From ground to grind. I like that.
And then the other thing that makes us unique is we do it ourselves. A lot of places use co-packers and they don't get to oversee or be as nimble as we can be. And like I said, we can come in and make small runs, big runs, be unique, seasonal things. And so having that control has been a big differentiator for us.
The inventive nature of Georgia Grinders isn't just limited to their flavors. Here's Jamie talking about another one of the company's trailblazing achievements.
At the end of 2020, we were extremely honored and proud to be able to launch the first ever Georgia-grown organic peanut butter and are extremely excited about our partnership with Georgia Organics and some farmers down in South Georgia to bring the first organic peanut butter grown, processed, and manufactured into nut butter in the state of Georgia.
Simple yet innovative. That's Georgia Grinders in a nutshell. The philosophy has carried them well so far, and it's even earned them some impressive accolades.
Georgia Grinders has been very blessed to receive a lot of awards throughout the years. Initially, we were featured in Oprah magazine as her favorite nut butter in 2013 on the O list. And then Rachel Ray's magazine has featured us. We've received some clean eating awards. And our pecan butter won Flavor of Georgia back in 2017 and just continued to be very well supported by the University of Georgia and the College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences.
Those are some well-earned stripes for a company whose whole team consists of folks who are no stranger to the grind.
We have an amazing team here at Georgia Grinders, and none of this would be possible without their dedication and commitment to creating a quality product each and every day. They're like family to us, and everyone gets along great and works together, and it's, we call everyone a part of our Georgia Grinders family.
And that family has a loving and hospitable home in the great state of Georgia.
You know, the state of Georgia and the Department of Agriculture, the Georgia Grown program, it is a huge success. And, you know, first off, even though we are competitors with other people, everyone gets along great. Everyone is supportive. We realize there's room for everyone to be involved and to succeed. The state, the agriculture department, they've always been great along with the University of Georgia. If you have problems, we've called up and talk to food scientists about we're having an issue with something in this particular variety of nut, what can we do? And they'll work with you, and the state has been a great supporter. So, you know, Georgia Grown, in addition to supporting us, it's about the state helping us out too, and being there for the citizens and the small businesses that are there and the farmers.
Yeah. Well, and in addition to that, I think just, you know, Georgia Grown provides so many resources to the different brands and companies and their members, and it gives us an opportunity to network and collaborate with others. You know, because the reality is we're all in this together. We all experience similar issues. While we might not have the same products, it's still the same challenges, and we're able to help each other overcome them so that we can all succeed.
And to succeed in this industry, you need to be a tough shell to crack.
One of the things we talk about is if it was easy, everybody would do it. A lot of it's perseverance. Just keep going, keep moving through. Last year's problems are different from this year's problems, and this year's problems are not going to be next year's problems. So it's always an evolution in what you're doing and how your business grows and what you face. And, you know, life is literally, you know, 10% of what happens and 90% of how you deal with it.
I mean, it takes a lot of grit and perseverance, and that's what we do each and every day here at Georgia Grinders. We never quite know what the surprise of the day is going to be, but fortunately we're able to troubleshoot, get things resolved and fixed, and just keep grinding and moving forward. But yeah, like Harry said, if it were easy, everybody would be doing it, and it definitely takes a special personality to keep grinding.
So whether you're in the great state of Georgia or need it shipped to you anywhere in the world via their website, give Georgia Grinders a try. It was good enough for Oprah. And you know, you can really taste the passion of Harry, Jamie, and their whole crew in every rich spoonful. Plus, their flavors will make you go nuts. There, I said it. For more stories like this one, you can watch Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the GPB.org website. GPB.org/podcasts is where you can listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season 2 of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.